Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. The government and Tharu Welfare Assembly, Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee signed 6-point agreement. New bench to set up to conduct hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives. 900,000 doses of vaccine provided by China arrives Kathmandu today. SEE to be validated with internal evaluation. And scientists recommend the UK government not to fully open mobility restriction, warning third wave of corona infection. Now the news in detail. The government has signed a 6-point agreement with the Tharu Welfare Assembly, Tharuhat Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee today. At a ceremony held at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs today, Law Minister Leela Nath Srestha and coordinator of Tharuhat Joint Struggle Committee signed the agreement. As per the agreement, the government has agreed to provide relief to the families of martyrs and manage reservation for Tharus in every state organs, as per the constitution. The agreement also includes the provision of managing primary education in Tharu language in areas of Tharu majority. Likewise, the government and a struggle committee have agreed to lead constitution amendment process as per the need and relevance through coordination among political parties. Signing the agreement, Minister Srestha expressed a belief that the agreement signed at different stages of talks would be implemented honestly. Hearing on the writ petitions filed against the dissolution of House of Representatives at the Supreme Court would be conducted on the 6th of June. The date was fixed to conduct the hearing by forming a new constitutional bench after dispute surfaced regarding its formation. Now, the bench will be set up on the basis of seniority of the judges. Though the hearing over the writ petitions filed against the dissolution of House of Representatives started from Friday, it had not moved ahead, focusing on the issues of following the row over formation of the bench. The CPN-UML has decided to continue the efforts to save the party unity till the last hour. After the meeting, party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the standing committee meeting of the ruling party held at Balotar today decided to continue efforts for the party unity. He also said the party had reviewed the by-election of National Assembly in Lumbini province and concluded that the party lost due to deception within the party. The party also reported to have discussed about the pressure built and activities carried out to affect the cases at the Supreme Court. Spokesperson Gyawali also praised the budget and lauded Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel as capable of addressing current needs. The meeting also claimed that the latest anti-COVID-19 measures taken by the government had started giving expected results. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 6,085 cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. In its daily updates of corona cases, the ministry has stated that 80.2% of the infected people have recovered so far in Nepal. In the last 24 hours, 6,898 people got recovered from the infection. Meanwhile, additional 68 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Nepal today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,454. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन। नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। 900,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine provided by China in a grant has arrived in Kathmandu today. The 800,000 doses of vaccine and a similar number of civilians were airlifted from Beijing to Kathmandu by a chartered flight of Nepal Airlines Corporation this afternoon. Similarly, 100,000 doses of vaccines were brought to Nepal from Lhasa via chartered cargo flight of the Himalayan Airlines. The vaccines were received by the officials of the Ministry of Health and Population. During a recent telephonic conversation with President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Chinese President Xi Jinping had announced the donation of 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. The remaining 100,000 doses of vaccines are being provided to Nepal by the government of Tibet Autonomous Region of China, and all of them will have been brought to Nepal by tomorrow. Likewise, the government of People's Republic of China has today provided oxygen cylinders to facilitate the treatment of COVID-19 patients in Nepal. Ram Prasad Regmi, the Chief Custom Officer at Rasuwa Custom Office, said 1,500 oxygen cylinders and 527,595 masks have arrived at Custom Office at Timore from China. With the spread of second wave of COVID-19, the government has decided to conduct this year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, through internal assessment. Meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday evening took a decision to announce the result of SEE through the same modality as conducted last year. The Ministry of Education has stated that the government took such decision as the examinations could not be conducted in persons due to COVID-19, and the chances of infection were very high if the schools were allowed to conduct examinations. Likewise, all examiners will not have an access to technology to conduct the examinations online. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. There are signs the UK is in the early stages of a third wave of coronavirus infection, a scientist advising the government has said. Professor Ravi Gupta from the University of Cambridge said although the new cases were relatively low, the Indian variant had fueled exponential growth. He said ending COVID-19 restriction in England on 21st of June should be postponed. Environment Secretary George Eustace said the government could not rule out a delay to the planned lockdown easing. But business leaders have warned of the harmful impact of any change to the proposed dates. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain with thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1 and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government and Tharu Welfare Assembly, Tharuhat Tharuan Joint Struggle Committee signed 6-point agreement. new bench to be set up to conduct hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives. 900,000 doses of vaccine provided by China arrives Kathmandu today. SEE to be validated with internal evaluation. And scientist recommends the UK government not to fully open mobility restriction, warning third wave of corona infection. Well, that's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.